Give us your elevator pitch as to who you are and why you should be elected.
I'm Manny Nichols. I feel I'm one of the best qualified candidates. I have 35 years business experience. I have 4 years on the school board, sitting school board director. I'm a firefighter active of 25 years, and I actually donated time to the community for over 40 years at Station 50, which is Allegheny Township Fire Department. I'm one of the few candidates that actually employed people, up to 40 people at one time, with six locations in three different counties. So I think I'm more than experienced to take this job.
What's the most important item you want to address as commissioner, and how?
Number one item I want to address is the low pay that they're paying these county officials, any county employees. I'll do it probably similar to how we did it in Holidaysburg. We actually did it through nutrition, through different positions that really weren't needed but were created back when money wasn't a big issue. And it just was made public 2 months ago that we're one of the highest paid school districts, our employees in this area, and we actually saved $1,266,000 on employee costs since I've been there. So it didn't cost the taxpayer money. It actually saved the money, and we have the top paid employees around.
Well, since you brought that up, I'll skip to the question that I asked everybody else. Sheriff Jim Ott and the heads of other county departments have publicly expressed concerns with hiring and, importantly, retention of employees, saying many get their training on the county dime and move on to better-paying jobs elsewhere. What do you think Blair County should do, and how do you do it? Do you want to explain any more what you just said?
Jim is 100% on target. You can't expect a guy or a woman to carry a badge and a gun and work for what they're working for. I'm 100% with them. I think they need paid better. There is a large turnaround in the sheriff's department, and that's something I'm going to address pretty fast if I'm elected.
Blair County voted overwhelmingly to designate Blair as a Second Amendment sanctuary. Many who voted for it have expressed dissatisfaction with the commissioner's response. What could you have done differently?
The thing I would have done different, Doug, I would have had the coalition, which I'm part of. I was part of collecting them signatures. I would have had that coalition come back better prepared. They needed comparables, is a word I use out at the district quite often. They should have had where other counties have pulled this off. They should have had a little bit better representation. They came, in my opinion, not fully prepared. And based on that is why the commissioners voted the way they did. So first thing I would do in regards to the coalition, I would invite them back almost immediately when I got sworn in and let them make their case in front of the three commissioners, and we could decide from there.
Does Blair County need a new prison building? And if yes, how do you pay for it and where do you put it?
I think that's without a doubt. I wouldn't think anybody would say we don't need a new prison. It's in bad shape. First thing I would want to do is look at the feasibility study, if there was one done on it. And I'd want to see what company did that feasibility study, if they're geared towards new construction, their past experiences, or are they geared towards remodeling? One thing I would definitely like to look into is surrounding counties. If any surrounding counties could maybe work with us on a centralized prison. I got to tell you, we did a poll, and it was a professional poll. And 72% of everybody in Blair County that was polled was not in favor of a new prison. So I'm just giving you the pulse of where Blair County residents are right now. But I'm on the side of definitely looking into this, and talking with surrounding counties.
What has the current slate of commissioners gotten right, and what could be improved, and how would you work to improve it?
I think they did a few things right. I liked how they navigated COVID. There's not a whole lot I agree with. I got to be honest with you. I don't agree with the tax assessment. I don't agree with how they treat employees. I think they need to be more proactive with the homeless, with the drug problem we have in Blair County. It just goes on and on. I think they need a business owner in there, somebody who's connected the community. I think that's been the problem in Blair County for so many years. I think we just have people go in there and they're not really connected. They don't know the pulse of the community. And my opinion, I think that's the problem. And I really can't say a whole lot that's good about Blair County right now. My opinion, I just think it's ran very poorly.